Come, let us join our cheerful songs with angels round the throne. 10,000,000 are their tongues, but all their joys are one. Worthy the Lamb that died, they cry, to be exalted thus. Worthy the Lamb, our lips reply, for he was slain for us. Jesus is worthy to receive honor and power and mind, and blessing more than we can give. Be Lord forever thine. Let all creation join in one to bless the sacred name of him who sits upon the throne and to adore the Lamb. Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven
and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave
me of my sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength to do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength to do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord, you only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O everlasting God, whose wise planning has ordained and constituted the ministry of men and angels in a wonderful order, mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for St. Michael and all angels is from the fifth chapter of Joshua. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. This is the word of the Lord. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. The epistle is from the 12th chapter of Revelation. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." This is the word of the Lord. You stand. Alleluia. Alleluia. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come. But woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is 189. Lord God, to you we all give praise. To you with joy our thanks we raise. For angels, multitudes that shine in your great throne room crystalline. From them flow light and heavenly grace, reflecting splendors of your face. They heed your voice, they know it well. In godly wisdom they excel. They never rest nor sleep as we. Their whole delight is but to be with you, Lord Jesus, and to keep your little flock, your lambs and sheep. Increase, we plead, our song of praise for angel hosts that guard our days. Teach us to ceaselessly adore, to serve as they do evermore. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Heaven is open to us. The angels ascend and descend, serving the believers in the kingdom of Christ, and acting as faithful stewards, servants, guardians, messengers between God and us. This was foretold when Jacob was fleeing Esau. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. When calling his disciples to follow him, Jesus answered and said to Nathanael, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." And at the beginning of his ministry, Matthew 3:16 says, "When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him." And thus we see that Jacob's vision was a picture of Christ and his body, the Holy Christian Church, which is made up of saints and angels. Acts 7:54-56 makes it clear that through Christ's completed work, we do receive all these benefits, and this picture is a picture of us. I quote, "When the Sanhedrin had heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed at him with their teeth. But Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, 'Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.'" Christendom today is faring, as did its head Christ. Christians are being subject to much suffering. They must drink many a cup of woe. The devil torments our hearts with so many oppressive thoughts. Our own flesh encumbers us and plagues us, as do our neighbors, and, well, there are many other afflictions. The outcome is surely anything but pleasant. Wherever we turn, we find no prospect of help, nothing but grief, all kinds of persecution. All the mighty on earth, it seems, are occupied extensively with depriving us, Christians, of peace. But it is in such circumstances as we find ourselves that our dear Lord desires us to raise up our eyes and to remember that when we find this world too cramped, that we are not dependent upon earthly things, that we are here only guests, as it were, as in an inn, but we hold a citizenship which is elsewhere, namely in heaven with the angels. And in view of this, we can accept our lot. For thus we still see the heaven opened. Indeed, we ourselves live in heaven, although in a sense we still dwell here on earth. But in a spiritual sense, our names are already recorded among the celestial citizens of heaven. We have our being before God in prayer and in faith, and in the divine word, and likewise in the sacraments, and thus we walk in love with our neighbor, and there we grow in the word and in the knowledge of Christ, and we increase in all things necessary for eternal life, and thus our heavenly life, well, it's already been begun right here by faith, because you see, heaven is open to us. We live and have our dwelling in heaven. We dwell there as citizen, even though we are still on earth according to our physical body, which, yes, here we are still chastened by the cross. But that heaven is now open, and the angels ascend and descending, serving the believers as the kingdom of Christ. And again, I say, acting as faithful servants, guardians, and messengers between us. Hebrews 11:4 even refers to the angels as ministering servants. They are ministering or serving us. And so we can rest assured that the dear angels surround us and take care that no harm befalls us. Indeed, the scriptures say that no hair of our heads can be touched unless it pleases him who sits enthroned above, the one who sends his angels up and down to carry our prayers up to him and to return with messages of prayers fulfilled. If the angels did not guard us and ascend and descend upon the body of Christ, that is upon us, and did not remain with us, well, our adversaries would have defeated us long ago. And so this assurance found in Jacob's ladder is for our comfort, so that we might know that we are still members of that sort of body of which the angels attend, upon which they descend and upon which they ascend into heaven. And therefore, we enjoy a protection which makes us safe against harm and evil. If we do encounter a misfortune, then we know that this does not happen without the foreknowledge and consent of the angels, for they are empowered to confound the plans of religious leaders and government authorities. You see, the angels know well in advance when the ungodly plan is to inflict grief on Christians or some misfortune is to come upon them. If the Lord, though, is resolved to punish the world, we cannot prevent it. And, well, we're a part of this world, so we must participate in the general suffering, just as our neighbor is obliged to share in the loss attendant upon a fire or something like that. Even if we should be killed, no evil can really befall us. We will simply be transferred more quickly from our uncertain citizenship to the certain citizenship of heaven, where our names are already on file and on record of the angels. But despite all this, we should pray God to preserve the pious Christians in this world. We should pray in order to ensure that there would be a transmission of the word of God. A pure faith would be passed on to our descendants. You see, It's a great sign of wrath when God permits pure doctrine to depart, when children find nothing but error and adulteration of doctrine. It's a great calamity and a misfortune for conscience. And so it is our duty to faithfully pray that the children, yes, even those yet unborn, the youth, those weak in the faith, those not yet soundly instructed, well as for old people, that they be granted a continual understanding of the truth of God's word, the doctrine, that they too may become citizens with the angels, as are we who believe in Christ. They also need the angels to ascend and descend over them. And thus we learn today that this doctrine of the angels is for our comfort. We are not forsaken by God, for we believe. We are fellow citizens. We are companions with those dear angels in heaven. We preach Christ and are happy in the knowledge that he is our Savior. We too sing a Gloria in Excelsis Deo to him. We are witnesses of the wonderful help God gives us and of the presence and assistance of these dear angels who deliver us from many troubles. We are indebted to their kindness. They stand guard over us. Psalm 37. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Psalm 91 we know well, for he will give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And so, we are to be kept safe until the hour fixed by God to bring us to our heavenly citizenship. And thus, Christ wants to hold up before us the figure and picture of the church, which is seen in the patriarch Jacob. Thereby he comforts us and strengthens us as Christians. For if we believe and let the word of God be our comfort and faith, lo, we need to know heaven is opened. It's no longer locked. And if we cherish God's word, we shall experience in our hearts the presence of Christ and of the dear angels ascending and descending, knowing that God is dwelling right here with his church. Faith is certain that Christ ascended to heaven, that he is now seated at the right hand of God his Father, that he sees us, that he is concerned with us, and that we in turn also see him. For we see him through the preaching of the word. We will one day enjoy that companionship and that communion which the angels in heaven already enjoy. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, we stand, the offertory, Create in Me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away. And uphold me with your free spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and great God, we thank you that out of your divine wisdom and fatherly love, you have ordained the heavenly host to serve us. Through their watching over us, as with a fiery wall around us, you have preserved us from all evil powers. From our youth, you have kept us all from dangerous and deadly falls and shielded and delivered us from many and great dangers of the devil. Dear Father, grant that these, your strong heroes and heavenly armies, may remain as a protection for us and for your dear church, that they may put to flight and scatter all the spirits of hell and its minions. Visit our dwellings with your dear angels as you visited Abraham and Sarah. Grant that they may guide us on our ways and on our trips. Grant that they may preserve us from danger to our life, as with the three men in the fiery furnace, with Daniel in the lion's den, with Peter in prison. Grant that they may hinder our going in unrighteous ways and turn us back, as with Balaam. In the danger of war, may they be fiery horses and chariots around us, as they were with Elisha and his servant. Grant that we may rejoice in these dear watchers, which you have ordained for us every hour, that we may strive after an angelic, holy, and pure life, so that we do not drive them from us with sin and shame and leave ourselves defenseless against the hellish spirits. Grant further that they may be our watchers, so that they protect us against the devil in all our ways, in every trouble and danger to soul, body, honor, and goods, in and life and in death. And grant that in the end they may receive our souls and carry them in their hands, and on the last day gather us from our graves as noble wheat, and lead us into the shining halls of the heavenly kingdom, receiving us into their holy and eternal company, so that we, together with them and all the elect, may laud and praise you for all eternity. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is
truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." A peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen. We offer us to you, O Lord, the sacrifice of praise, and most humbly pray that by the victory of your Son, we would receive the salvation which the blessed angels already enjoy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. The communion psalm is on your bulletin. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Relying on the intercession of Jesus Christ alone, we humbly beseech you, Almighty God, that the sacrament which has passed our lips may quicken our souls. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.